which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus had lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him, he said unto Philip, "When shall we buy bread that these may eat?" Now, the next verse tells why he did it. And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. This man was a man, a perfect man, formed in the Virgin Mary's womb. He was a perfect man with a perfect will. And that will followed the Father continually that indwelt him. Jesus knew what he was going to do on a day-to-day basis. But the man Christ Jesus didn't know when he was going to come back. But as he went from place to place, the Lord was continually in him, directing him in all that he did. He knew what he was about to do. It was a planned, deliberate action. He knew he was about to perform a miracle, and he had a very specific reason for it. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. And there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down, in number about 5,000. So here you've got 5,000 men. And Jesus took the loaves. He had 5 barley loaves, and he had 2 small fish. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples to them that sat down, and likewise of the fishes, they as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, and filled baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remain over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again unto a mountain himself alone. So he performs a deliberate miracle. They all see it. He knows if he doesn't go up somewhere and get away from them and pray, they'll declare him king. And he doesn't want to be declared king. He has a role, a mission. He knows what it is. He knows what he has to do. And when even was now come, his disciples went down into the sea and entered into a ship, went over the sea toward Capernaum, and it was then dark, and Jesus was not to them. If you go over to the Gospel of Mark, and you look at the account in Mark, you'll discover that Jesus came down off the mountain. He literally forced them to get in the boat. He literally pushed them into that boat. You can find the same account in Mark. He just pushed them into it. He wanted them on that ship. He wanted them to go across the Sea of Galilee. He had just performed a miracle. And he wanted them out in the middle of that water because he wanted to cause a great storm. That wasn't an accidental storm that happened. But if you look over in Mark, you'll discover he literally pushed them into the boat and entered into a ship and went over the Sea of Galilee, towards Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not coming to them. And the sea rose by reason of a great wind that blew. The Lord made that storm. Jesus had performed a miracle. The people had seen it. And more importantly, his disciples had seen it. The disciples were the ones that knew there were 5 loaves and 2 fish. And as they passed that out, they noticed it just kept multiplying. They had seen a tremendous miracle by this man. Now, you would think that if someone did that kind of a miracle and it was from God, that that would really booster up your faith and really make you a faithful person to the Lord. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 20 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on water and drawing nigh into the ship, and they were afraid. Now, what he said next is what he wanted them to learn. And it's what he wants you to learn. It's what he wants me to learn. But he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid. That got me through Vietnam. That's gotten me through life. And if you believe that this man who performs miracles and turns a few loaves and fish to feed 5,000 and can produce a storm on the sea, and can walk on water and calm the storm, he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. Now you're going to have to forgive me for just a moment as I look back in the account in Mark, because I think it's verse 50, but the same account is carried in Mark. And Mark chapter 6, and take a look at okay, now if you take a look from verse 35 down to verse 45, it tells you exactly the same story. It tells you precisely the same story, how he took this small amount of food and fed 5,000. Now, I told you that he forced them in the boat. Look at verse 45, Luke 6, 45. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship, to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, and he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. If you want to know the Bible, and you want to study the Bible, and you want to present the full account, you've got to study all four Gospels, and you've got to harmonize them. They taught us in school, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, right and dividing the word of truth. If you take each account, you'll discover there's no discrepancy, but you'll discover that it fills in a lot of gaps, and it makes things a lot more understandable. I didn't really understand this until I read the accounts, both of them. Now, notice what he says next. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary to them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by. And when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. But they all saw him and were troubled. Now, here's this man that they followed all these years, and they're really troubled. Well, they're troubled about the waves and the sea, and so would I have been. But he's just done a miracle. And immediately he talked with them and saith unto them, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. If I had someone ask me, What is your favorite verse in the Bible? Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. If a pastor doesn't learn that, he'll run. And he'll spend his whole life running from church to church. You've got to make a stand somewhere. Now, if they run you off, that's not your fault, but you've got to try to make a stand somewhere. And the one thing I'm absolutely certain of, I'm a member of one of his churches. And as a member of one of his churches, he loves me. He cares for me. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Every trial I've had in my life, I've turned to that verse. And I believe that verse applies to me as well as it does to those men in that boat. And I think it applies to every one of you that know him as your Savior. And I think when we learn that, we learn a very valuable lesson, because it's the truth. He says, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them, unto the ship, and the wind ceased. And they were so amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. They considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their hearts were hardened. You know, here these men were, followed him all that time. This wasn't his first miracle. This is way on over in Mark. He'd already turned water into wine. He'd done quite a few miraculous things. So, what's the Bible definition of a hardened heart? It's a loss of confidence in the power of God and Jesus Christ. A hardened heart is one that just is so distraught and bitter with the world that it never has just been able to say, All right, Lord, you can calm the storm. You can turn water into wine. You can produce something out of nothing. You know what? I'm almost at the point I believe that. You say, Well, Brother McElmurray, I do believe it. But I'm telling you, as a young Christian, I was just glad to escape hell. But now, I'm mighty thankful that man's my Savior. I'd like to have somebody that could turn water into wine. I'd like to have somebody that could calm the waters of the sea. I'd like to have somebody that thought that much of you. You think that he didn't guide them around? You think he didn't put them where he wanted them so he could teach them a lesson? You think God doesn't do the same to you? Don't tell me God doesn't do it to you. There's not a one of you here that's here by accident tonight. There's not a one of you here that the Spirit of God didn't put in here. You may think that you came here of your own choosing and volition. But let me tell you something. When you become a child of God, he's going to put you in positions where he does things for you, where you see impossible things happen. You see your children with serious illnesses, and all of a sudden, they're made alive. James died, but you know where he is, Ruby. It's a wonderful thing God does, because we know what God can do. God doesn't always save people. He doesn't always restore them to health. But you know he was there, Ruby. That means everything. You know he's still here with you, and he's with James. So all of you that have lost loved ones, if they knew the Lord, you really haven't lost them. It's just a temporary change. So this is a very simple message. It's 7 minutes till 9, and I'm going to quit. It says, "For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their hearts was hard." You ought to consider the miracle of the loaves. You ought to consider it. Soften your heart and acknowledge this man who loves you and died for you. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. I believe that. I believe that. Brother Charlie Trusty, would you dismiss us?